Let's say hello to our next two contestants, Katie Cozy and Becky Goldstein.
Katie, let me get this right. Your lifestyle alter ego is Punder Woman?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
She is.
Okay. I like that. What is Punder Woman's origin story?
Sure. So I was interning, living in New York City, and I was applying for another internship where they required us to make a minute and a half video about us. So I thought, what better to showcase my time in New York City than to run around fighting crime like every New Yorker, right? So thus, Punder Woman was born, solving crimes, having the situation punder control.
Oh, nice.
You're going to do just fine on this show.
Becky, you are a superhero of the theater, working as a stage manager. That is the real superhero of a theater.
Thank you.
I can imagine you've saved the day a number of times.
Once or twice.
Yeah, do you have one that sticks out?
I was office managing, and I'd been on site for about 28 hours, and we got this phone call that the transport for 45 attendees to our event had broken down in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We ended up calling enough car services that would pick them up on the side of the road without a contact phone number or a payment option, and picked them up, and they brought them to us, and we ended up paying an exorbitant amount of money, all while on zero sleep.
Nice.
Wow.
On the corporate dime.
Now that I know about Punder Woman, I'm going to put her in my
Rolodex. That's what you're
going
to do next time.
Yes.
Yeah, very smart. This is perfect, actually, because this game is called All Answers Are Alliterative. Mm-hmm. Just a jovial Josh at this juncture, right, Jonathan?
Yes, as you might have guessed in this game, the answers will be three or four word phrases that all begin with the same letter. So all you have to do is give us that phrase. For example, if I said, in this game, you try to align a trio of X's or O's, the answer is, of course, tic-tac-toe. Now, if you need a hint, we will give you the letter that starts each word in the answer. Here we go. This is the sign that you wish had been taped to the busted vending machine before you lost your money in it. Becky.
Out of order.
That's right.
I will tell you that I once lost my money and I called the number on the vending machine.
Did they just laugh at you?
And yeah, they just laughed and hung up. No, there was a machine, an answering machine, and it said, leave your address. And I did, and said, hey. And I got an envelope in the mail with two $1 bills cash. They just sent me two $1 bills.
That's insane.
With a little handwritten note that said, sorry.
All right. Blunderbore and Thunderdell are names sometimes given to a character from folklore who roars what line of dialogue before chasing Jack back down the beanstalk? Katie.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
That's right. If you help or encourage someone committing a crime, you might be accused of what alliterative offense? Katie.
Aiding and abetting.
You got it.
Yeah.
Wowzers, it's the phrase that a klutzy robotic detective from a 1980s kids show might use to activate his telescopic legs, the helicopter rotors coming out of his hat, or other built-in mechanical contraptions. Katie.
Go-go gadget?
That's right.
Yeah.
Precursor to Siri.
Very early Siri.
Very right. Early.
This comedy about romantically challenged scholars, adapted into a 2000 movie musical by Kenneth Branagh, is the only Shakespearean play with an alliterative title.
Love's Labor's Lost?
That's right.
Nice!
Okay, this is your last question. Bottomless Potamus is one of four plastic creatures getting whacked over and over again as players try to swallow as many marbles as possible in what game from Hasbro? Katie.
Happy Happy Hippos! Oh no! Oh no!
No, I'm sorry, Katie.
Oh.
That is not quite right. Becky, do you know what it is?
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
That's right. Wow. That's a tough beat right there.
I love Happy, Happy Hippos.
Happy, Happy Hippos.
That's a way better game.
There's plenty of marbles to go around. Don't worry.
It's going to be just
fine. This game is driving me marbles.
Just open them up and dump them in. Everybody gets filled with marbles.
But you know what? I didn't know they had names. That's new, that they have names.
Bottomless Potamus.
Yeah, and there's Sweetie Potamus, and there's Veggie Potamus. Yes?
It seems unnecessary.
Yes. Those marbles are meatless,
my friend.
I liked
them better when they were just nameless hippos.
Just starving and mad.
Desperate and angry. John Chinesky, what happened in this game?
We have...
I don't remember.
We have a totally terrific tie. So we're going for a tiebreaker. Here we go. According to a well-known tongue twister, this is how a certain woman makes a living using the exoskeletons of mollusks at the beach. Katie.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
I'll take it. Yes, very good.
Congratulations. We will be seeing you at the end of the show, Katie.
The roof is rocking. The neighbors are knocking. But we all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping.